I turn to see Selin stumble back, spear knocked from her grasp by the swipe of a clawed arm as a sand demon attempts to force its way through a hole in the wards in front of her.
Selin!
I pull Mam's knife and run her way. I needn't have bothered. Selin balls a fist and swings, her punch striking the demon like a thunderstick. There's a flash on impact, and the demon is knocked back. I don't understand how it's possible until I see the jewelry on her spear hand. A set of 5 silver rings, warded and connected by 5 silver chains to a jeweled bracelet around her wrist.
To the abyss with it.
Eric drops his commange and picks up his spear and shield as another demon starts probing the wards. He doesn't wait for the quarreling to find a gap, stabbing it in the shoulder and collapsing it to the ground. Magic rushes into him, and he gives a primal roar that carries on the wind. The next few hours are chaos. Eric and Selin do the fight, loping about the camp to throw back sand demons seeking gaps in the net. Selin is quiet, focused, but Eric's laughter seems amplified by the din, as frightening as the cries of the demons. I want to help Eric and Selin, but there ain't much I can do, save get in their way. As with the others, Rosra doesn't need my help.
Step aside, cousin.
She reaches into her horror pouch, drawing out a demon tooth the size of my middle finger, tiny wards etched into its surface. She points it at the sand demon, sliding a finger to cover some wards and reveal others. A bolt of lightning leaps from the tooth, striking the demon in the chest and hurling it back into the swirling sands. With every blow he strikes, Eric's aura grows brighter and his aggression grows. All of us stay out of Eric's way after that. The wind dies down after a time and the attacks taper off, but Eric continues to pace the perimeter of the circle like an animal, growling incoherent words to himself.
He's rattling my nerves.
I'll go talk to him.
It should be me. I can get through to him.
But I don't go slippery as I approach Eric from the back. Instinctively, I suck in, making my flesh tougher, my bones harder. You were right, Eric. Eric stares like he doesn't know me, breathing great gulps of cold night air through his veil. All friends here, aye? I continue to approach, hands out wide. His breathing steadies and I start to relax, but then I take one step too many and enter into his striking zone. Powered by feedback magic and adrenaline, he's got speed to rival mine, and I reckon he's strong enough to arm wrestle all of paper. A single one of his blows could take off my head.
This ain't you, Eric.
I barely roll around a thrust of his spear.
It's the magic talking.
Embrace the feeling, brother, and let it pass over you.
Selin steps forward, spear and shield at the ready.
Or have the stones to pick on someone your own size.
Ain't helping, Sel.
Before Eric can move Selin's way, Rosra steps in front of him, slapping him hard across the face.
Ah!
Shocked, Eric stumbles back, shaking his head. Eric squeezes his eyes shut for a long moment, then opens them, something of his sanity restored as he sees the three of us staring at him.
Fight's over, Eric. We won.
He stares at me a moment. Then, he throws back his head and thrusts his spear in the air.